We have all had our share of dealing with poisonous students. I want to give you some tips and ideas on how you can deal with them. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
In 2005, I started my new job here at the school I've been at for 13 years. And I constantly heard how much the previous deck director was better and how much better they did things than me. The interesting thing was that director had only been here 1 year. And they did do some great things to bring the students from a level where they had no expectations. I was like the sixth director in as many years. And the five before, the one who was before me, didn't really hold the kids to high expectations. So it was the first director who kind of held them some expectations, but they were not that great. I heard their recordings. They had come a long way from the year before, but they still weren't that great. In fact, there was even a sophomore that first year in 2005. She was the only sophomore who was in the top group, and she stayed until she was a senior. And by that point, the program was starting to become mine. The bands had grown from about 42 students to about 80 students. And she and maybe one other were the only ones left over from that previous time in 2005. This was the 2007 year now. And she tried to give credit to the previous director. I remember one day she was frustrated and she said, "You know, we're only this good because of the previous director." And I was like, "Really? None of those students are left except you." But sometimes teenagers don't know what they're talking about. Well, lots of times. And they will say things that kind of are emotionally charged. And even if you are replacing a bad director, there's sometimes going to be some poisonous. And sometimes you're just going to get your own student. I still get some students in who are a little bit poisonous. One of the pieces of advice I'd love to give you is to sometimes you have to go slow and patient. Always, always think about loving the student, even when it is hard to do. Try to think about loving them and appreciating them and look for the speck of grain in what they're saying, the grain of truth in what they're saying. Most of it is going to be coming across wrong. They're going to tell it to you at the wrong time. It's going to hurt. But often there's a little bit of a grain of truth, or at least examine yourself. Even when a student accuses me of favoring boys or girls or not appreciating a certain race, which I have been accused of a lot, I try to look at my teaching and practice and I try to think, is there some truth in that? And if there's not, then I move forward. If there is, I try to make changes in my practice. Sometimes dealing with a poisonous student has to be quick. And I never really kick a student out, but sometimes I make it so that they want to get out if they're not willing to change to go with our program. And that always makes me sad. That this is hard for younger directors to understand, I think. All of us, older directors included, we hate to see someone leave our program. We know the value of music education. We know that this is the best thing for them. But you can't let a student trample on everybody else's experience because they want it done a certain way. So sometimes you have to bring that student along and say, here's the expectations, here's how it's going to be. If you can't come up to this expectation, then band isn't the right place for you. And then they make the choice to go out of the program. One of the things you have to do is to get over the fear of losing a student. This is, of course, much easier with a supportive admin. I have a very supportive admin right now in our fourth year of a very, very supportive administration. But I can recall both in this position and in my previous position, principals coming to me and saying, "You know, you've got some students quitting. You need to kind of look into that." And I wasn't wise enough or experienced enough to realize that that was a necessity to move the program forward. And a forward-thinking principal will be able to see that and support you. So sometimes you may need to get an older colleague to come in and give you some support with something like that to help the principal realize that you're losing people in the short term and you're going to gain in the long term. There have been I don't know if it's the nature of teaching marching band or what, but every year I've had some pushback from marching band. I think as we get into the middle of the season, actually about two-thirds of the way into the season when we're almost done seems to be the most stressful part. And I'll have students tell me they hate marching band, they're never doing marching band again. That used to bother me so much. I've got a former student now who's in her fourth year of coming back and coaching with us. And I pay her peanuts. I don't even get to pay her that much. She comes back every year and coaches and was in marching band for 4 years. So 1 year, I was a little bit discouraged after hearing some students talk about they were going to quit. And I asked her if she had ever thought about quitting. And she did not hesitate to answer, every year. So I know that it's normal in the stress of the moment as we get towards the end of the season. The students are tired. I have an interesting story about marching band. We had a year where every clinician that we heard said, you know, you guys came out with some great energy at the start of your show, but by the end of the show, you just seemed to peter out and you didn't have that same energy that you started with. That was the only thing they said. They didn't know why or how to fix it, but we knew exactly why. We had tried to incorporate a strength and conditioning program that we just got so much feedback. The leaders and I got so much pushback and complaint about that we really didn't push it through like we needed to do. And including the student leaders were pushing back too. Like, we didn't have to do this last year. We, you know, why do we have to run in marching band? Well, you need the energy to make it through a 7 or 8 minute show, playing your instrument and holding your breath as you almost run at times, and to be able to play well musically while you're doing that. So that year, at the end of the season, when we talked about the leader auditions coming up, I decided that the leaders would need to be able to run the mile in 11 minutes if they wanted to audition. Well, of course, there was a lot of pushback and there were a lot of complaint about no one's going to be a leader, no one's going to even try out. And I just answered calmly, that's okay. If we get one or two people try out, then that's what we'll use for our leadership next year. Well, an amazing thing happened. Instead of the usual 6 people or so that I had come and audition, I had 13, more than double the amount, came to audition and did the run. Now, one of those didn't pass the run, but 12 students, double the amount of normal people I had audition. So when I set that higher standard, the students rose to that challenge. Sometimes you're going to find that in a group like band, you're going to have what some people call addition by subtraction. You see, sometimes that poisonous student, they really pull others down, and you may lose some really great students who will never complain to you to your face. They'll never even say anything to you. And they're usually the students that you want to keep, but they are the ones sometimes who will be tired of listening to the poisonous student, and they'll leave. So a lot of times when you get rid of the poisonous students, and once again, it's not that you're getting rid of them, they're choosing not to be in band because of the standards that you're setting for them. But a lot of times when you lose those poisonous students, you're actually going to gain. When I started here at Falcon High School in 2005, I had 2 leveled bands, and there was a total of 44 students. So one band had 20, and another band had 24. Just 2 years later, I was at 3 leveled groups with 110-plus students. So you can see that grew. I lost a lot of those original students who said, you know what, we don't like you, you're not as good as the previous director, whatever. They had all kinds of reasons from to give to me about why it wasn't working out. And that band was going to be ruined because now instead of 44, we were going to have 20. Well, every year it grew. It took 3 years to get to 110 plus, but it went from like the 40s to the 60s to the 80s, and then the third year to 110 plus. Oftentimes, you're going to find that you have to build from the bottom. And depending on your situation, this might be a little bit harder to do. In a high school where you have four grades in 2 or 3 years, you can really see a lot of change over how things started. If you are the music teacher and you're teaching K through 12, you might need to give it a little bit more time to see some growth from that. But build from the bottom. So the beginning group you have, the lowest group you have, start them off in the right direction. The first job I had, I taught 4th through 12th grade band. And so the 4th graders and 5th graders were actually new that year to band and to me. And I got to start them off with how I wanted things to go. The middle schoolers, they were a little bit tougher. But fortunately, it was a small group that first year. I had, I think, 11 students that first year. So it was easier to deal with the complaints about it not being like the year before and to deal with the one or two poisonous students. One of the things that can work really well, if you're not careful, a poisonous student who has a ton of complaints, they're going to take over the rehearsal or take over the meeting or take over whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. Remember to keep your goals of what you're trying to accomplish. When you're in a rehearsal, you're trying to improve the music for the next concert. So tell them, hey, I have an open door. You can come talk to me before school, after school, whatever works out with your schedule best. But there's not going to be an open rehearsal. Not a time in rehearsal to take 10 or 15 minutes to complain and vent. That's going to be something they have to do with you one-on-one. Oftentimes, when you get that student one-on-one, then hear them out a little bit, let them vent a little bit, and then try to find out what the main reason for, sometimes their reason for their complaint is a little bit different than what they express in their venom. I always think of trying to cure the cancer. This is why I don't like to just kick students out. I try to get the admin support, I try to get parent support, and we try to come up with a solution that's going to work. Now you have some parents who are crazy, you have some admin that are crazy, and sometimes it's hard to work that out. But as much as possible, try to cure the cancer. I also recommend that you document everything. In our school, we use Infinite Campus, and there's a spot on there to document emails home, calls home, a certain behavior in class. And I know it's a pain, but the more you can document, then a lot of times there are some admin who will hardly ever have your back just based on what you say. But if you have documentation, hey, 3 times I did this in class and the student is not learning, and so now I'm referring them to you. Now they're going to support you in what you're doing. So I recommend that you document everything. One other tip is to have fast-paced rehearsals. A slow-paced rehearsal allows time for students to think too much, and the ones who are going to be poisonous are going to get in trouble. But if you can have a fast-paced rehearsal and just bam, bam, bam from one thing to the next, right into it, know what you're doing beforehand, have a list of what you're going to try to accomplish in that rehearsal, then that can often keep things a little bit more even keeled. I hope that these tips have been helpful. I just want to remind you that it can sometimes take 3 to 5 years to make a program your own. Be patient through the process. You'll still have poisonous students come up, but once a culture has been formed in the band program, it's easier to continue that culture than to try to have someone who's going to come and do something different.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy. easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.